Thank you for listening to Love Allah. I hope that your listening experience will bring to you through Allah's grace and mercy goodness in this life and the hereafter.
All praise is due to Allah who availed for the believers the reasons for joy and happiness. And all praise is due to Allah who taught us the prayers to alleviate worry and sadness. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, the creator of light and darkness. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is Allah's final messenger who was commissioned with the message of mercy and guidance. Today is the day of joy, blessings, and forgiveness. And I hope that every one of you experiences the joy, the blessing, and the forgiveness that Allah placed in this day. Brothers and sisters, today I want to speak to you about happiness. And as you all know, everybody is after happiness. I've never seen in my entire life somebody who says, I want to be miserable. I want to feel sad. I've never seen such a thing. Everybody wants to be happy. People do so many things in their pursuit of happiness. They do sensible things and they do crazy things in their pursuit of happiness. But the good news is, happiness is achievable. And the way to feel it, the way to experience it, is not complicated. You do not have to do bungee jumping to feel happy. A person does not have to live in a moral laxity to feel happy. A woman does not have to wear clothing that do not satisfy the religious requirement for her to feel happy. See, Allah enabled us as believers to feel happy. But many fail to turn on this happiness within themselves. Allah enabled us as believers to have the ability to feel happy. But many fail to turn on the happiness switch within themselves. See, you have the ability to feel happy. If you did not have the ability to feel happy, you will never feel happy. For example, alligators do not have the ability to fly. Therefore, they will never fly. But you have the ability to feel happy. All what you have to do is to turn the switch on. Allah equipped you to feel happy. Just like your house is equipped with electricity. But if you fail to turn the switch on, the light will not come on. Likewise, Allah equipped you to feel happy, but you need to turn the switch on within yourself. But what is happiness? As you know, happiness does not mean laughing all the time, giggling all the time, being in a humorous mood all the time. That is not happiness, and that is not realistic. Happiness means being contented and accepting. Happiness is internal peace. This is happiness. And you can make your own happiness and your own sadness. I'm not saying all happiness and all sadness is self-induced. As you know, social and economic conditions are responsible for many of our feelings. But what I'm saying is that you can contribute to your own happiness. But the problem with happiness is that happiness is very elusive. If you do not keep an eye on it, it has the tendency to walk away from you. Therefore, you need to harness it to your being with positive and faithful thinking patterns. As you know, life offers many conditions that water down your happiness. And the wrong thinking process can remove your happiness altogether. Therefore, it's very important for you to train your mind to see the good. Always assume that there's something good that will come out of it. During negative circumstances, keep having a positive outlook. Try to read every event with some type of positiveness. As you do your life, you are bound to encounter many events. Some of them are positive and some of them are negative. Naturally, the positive events, you will take them into yourself as positive. And the negative events, you may have the tendency to take it in as negative. But the danger of doing that is when you take those negative experiences and you store them into yourself as negative, they will have the ability to fill you with negativity. Then you yourself become negative. But there is a way for you to convert all of those negative experiences into positive before you take it into yourself. As you know, there's something called converters. Those converters convert many things from one thing to another. They convert a high voltage current to a low voltage current. They convert one form of energy to another form of energy. Your faith is like a converter. With your faith, you can convert all of those negative experiences before you take them into yourself into positive, and you store them within yourself as something that is positive, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily Allah defends the believers. Also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Amazing is the affairs of the believers. All of his affairs are good for him, and that is exclusive to the believer. If pleasant things happen to him, he shows gratitude, then that is good for him. And if adverse circumstances happen to him, he showed patience, and that is good for him. So with your faith, with your thinking about Allah, you can convert all of those negative experiences before you take them into yourself as positive. Keep having a positive outlook. Know that there's something good in it for you. Know that, and know that with certainty, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily Allah defends the believers. And even when you are experiencing difficulties, Allah puts you through those difficulties to enhance you, to improve you, to make out of you a better believer. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and this is a very important verse for us to conceptualize. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِن يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah be helping you, who can defeat you? Those adverse circumstances will not defeat you, will not fill you with negativity if you are converting them with your faith before you bring them into yourself. But you need to keep on going. Keep on believing and things will change. If you are driving your car on the highway and you run into a pocket of rain, you will not stop there. You will keep on driving and soon you will emerge into the sunlight. You may say, well, that does not work because the entire city is a pocket of rain. There is no sunlight anywhere that you can see. Even if that is the case, if you put yourself on an airplane, and once the airplane rises above the cloud, you will see a beautiful sunshine. When you are experiencing difficulties and problems, I'm asking you that you have to rise above it. Rise above it with your faith. You can set the tone of your day. You set the tone of your life with thanksgiving and praise. Praise Allah Azza wa Jal for what you are experiencing. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are experiencing some negative experiences, say, praise be to Allah in every situation. If you are experiencing positive things, if things are going for you well, you say, praise be to Allah, by His grace, good things are brought to completion. Set the tone of your day, set the tone of your life with thanksgiving and praise. A very effective happiness-inducing practice is smiling. Smile. Keep a smile on your face. Wear a smile on your face. start the day by smiling to yourself. When you wake up in the morning and you say, Alhamdulillah الذي أحيانا بعد أن أماتنا وإليه النشور. Praise be to Allah who revived us after He caused us to die. To Him we shall return. When you get out of bed, you go to make wudu, you look at yourself in the mirror. When you look at yourself in the mirror, smile to yourself, even if you do not feel like it. Make sure you smile to yourself. Husbands, smile to your wives. Wives, smile to your husbands. Fill your life with smiles. The Prophet ﷺ says, do not belittle any act of good doings, even if you meet your brother with a smiley face. Because smiling is a very happiness-inducing practice. We need to incorporate it in our lives. Many people are not happy today because their face is absent from their thinking process. They allow their minds to think in a way that leads to worry, complain, and negativity. They focus on the problem and on what they do not have. And when a person focuses on the problem, when a person focuses on what he does not have, he will create his own sadness. Being grateful, being appreciative of Allah's bounties on you makes you a happy person. And even when you do not have what you are after, keep on praising Allah Azza wa Jal. Keep on showing Allah gratitude. And Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will give you more. There are external reasons that contribute to your happiness, such as wealth, status, spacious dwelling, a good spouse, a comfortable transportation, a good neighbor, and trustworthy friends. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to inform us about the most important elements of external happiness, أربع من السعادة الزوجة الصالحة والمسكن الواسع والجار الصالح والمركب الهنيء. Four things are part of happiness. A good wife, a spacious home, a good neighbor, and a comfortable riding animal. When I said a good wife, some of you husbands said, I wish my wife was here today to hear that. But that is not applicable only to the wife. That is applicable to the wife and to the husband. A good spouse is a part of happiness, is a reason for your happiness. Those external elements contribute to your happiness. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, informed us about these elements that contribute to your happiness in order for you to seek Allah's help, for you to have these elements. But what if a person affects all the causes and seeks Allah's help to acquire these elements, but he was not able to? Should he be sad? Well, maybe he might experience a little bit of sadness, but do not allow the sadness to take over. Due to faith and trust in Allah, anticipating the reward and being patient, one does not allow his sadness to overcome him. Allah says about the believing people in the Quran, there is no fear upon them, nor they grieve. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That means sadness will not overtake them, even though they might experience some occasional sadness here and there, but sadness will not overtake them. They will always be able to rise above it due to their faith, due to the fact that they trust Allah, due to the fact that they focus on what they have, not on what they do not have, due to the fact that they anticipate the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But many people today, all what they want these days is to fulfill their urges as much as they can, encouraged by advertising. Their existence revolves around being a consumer. Therefore, when one's happiness is dependent on acquiring everything he or she desires, one is bound to feel miserable. Because when a person fixes his mind on acquiring something, whether it's a house, a business, a car, a promotion, the sadness that is caused by not having this thing may paralyze, due to flawed or weak faith, his ability to feel happy and enjoy of our bounties. Many people live with the mentality, as soon as I will get this, I will be happy. As soon as I get married, I will be happy. As soon as I get divorced, I will be happy. As soon as I get this promotion, I will be happy. As soon as I get a better car, I will be happy. As soon as I do not have this illness, I will be happy. This is an awful way to live. We need to get rid of this as soon as mentality, as soon as possible. One man went to a sheikh, went to a scholar, and he said to him, I am miserable. The sheikh said to him, why are you miserable? He said, because myself and my wife and two children live in a tiny apartment, a very tiny place, and that makes us very miserable. The sheikh said to him, I would like of you to go and get two goats as your pet and keep them with you for 3 days. The man said, are you serious? I'm telling you, the place is so tight and we are miserable, and you are telling me to bring two goats as pets? The sheikh said, this is exactly what I want you to do. So the man went home and his wife asked him, what did the sheikh say? The sheikh said, we need to get two goats as pets. The wife said, well, if the sheikh said it, we have to do it. So they went and they got two goats as pets. After 3 days, the man came back to the sheikh and the sheikh asked him, how do you feel now? The man said, our lives are more miserable than ever before. These goats are all over the place. They eat everything. They eat the clothing. They walk on everything. They make the place stink. So the sheikh simply said, well, go and release them and come to me after 3 days. So that man went home and he released the goats. After 3 days, he came back again to the scholar, and the scholar told him, how do you feel now? And the man said, we are very happy. We are very joyful. See, nothing changed from the time he was miserable to the time now he is happy, except his perception, his appreciation to what he has. So when we appreciate what we have, we get rid of this mentality. As soon as I get something, I will be happy. We need to think in a way that we are happy now. We are appreciative to Allah's bounties now. Allah has given us so many things, but we need to turn the switch on. Once we turn the switch on, we will be able to experience this happiness. And again, happiness does not mean laughing all the time, joking all the time, but happiness means internal peace. Happiness means being contented and accepting, being pliable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal in the Quran gives us the formula for happiness. He gives us the formula for happiness. If I can take this formula for happiness and put it in the pill format and sell it to the people, I will be making a lot of money. We will be very rich. But this formula of happiness cannot be put in a pill format. It's something that we need to apply. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Quran, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. In 1697, we shall give a good life to any believing man or woman who does good deeds. This is the formula for happiness. And the Arabic adjective is طيبة. طيبة denotes the meaning of tasteful, satisfying, and pure. If your life is tasteful, satisfying, and pure, you will be happy. According to this Quranic truth, living a good life, living a happy life, is related to faith and good deeds. Good deeds based on sound faith generate good living. And as you all know, good deeds come from carrying out Allah's commands. Allah commands us to believe. He says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu. Oh, who you believe, believe. This is a comparative statement. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, who you believe, believe. That means really believe in your beliefs. Because many of us, we believe, but sometimes we fail to believe in our beliefs. When it comes to the time of applications, when it comes to the time of internalizing the truth, we fail to believe in our beliefs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, all who you believe, believe. Meaning believe in your beliefs. Believe in Allah. Believe in the angels. Believe in the scriptures. Believe in the promises of Allah. Believe in the Quranic truth. When we believe in our beliefs, that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His messengers, in His angels, in His books, in the scriptures, in the destiny, in the doctrine of destiny, that produces in us good attitudes, the attitudes of faith. That produces in us the attitude of being grateful, of being praiseful, of being encouraging, of being forgiving, of being merciful, of being caring and courteous and loving. And as you would agree, a person who lives according to these attitudes, he will be a happy person. He will experience a great deal of joy. Our mindset should be, every one of us should be that person. We should have those attitudes of faith in us. The attitude of being praiseful, the attitude of being forgiving, the attitude of being grateful, the attitude of being merciful. And we need to keep those attitudes day in and day out. Our problem is that many of us are moody. We are moody people. I cannot claim that I'm not a moody person. I do not know about you. One day we are like this, one day we are like that. One day we feel like this, one day we feel like that. And if you are in a relationship when you have to deal with a moody person on a daily basis, it's very difficult. Whether this moody person is your spouse, whether this moody person is your child, or this moody person is your co-worker or your boss, dealing with a moody person is very difficult because you never can anticipate how this person will react. One day he is grateful, one day he is not. One day he is grateful, one day he is not. One day he is patient, one day he is not. So it's very difficult to deal with moody people. And if you are the moody person, you will make it very difficult for yourself and for other people. Therefore, we need to be consistent in our attitudes of faith. As we say every day, we pray many times, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the straight path. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path implies being consistent in our faith, implies being consistent in our attitudes of faith. So it's very important for us to exercise those attitudes of faith. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to fast, to pray, to perform hajj, to feed the hungry, and to help those who are in need. When we do good deeds based on sound faith, that produces the happy living. This is the formula for happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we shall give a happy life. We shall give a good life. See, it's something that Allah will give you. It's not something you can produce on your own. Allah will give you this blessing. We shall give a good life to any believing man or woman who does good deeds. This is the formula for happiness. But we need to go and apply it in our life and experience the happiness that it will bring. Neglecting to carry out Allah's commands makes you miss on the opportunity to be the best you can be. Allah wants you to be happy, satisfied, and contented. And when you carry out Allah's commands, you capitalize on the opportunity to be the best you can be. Happiness is the product of good work based on faith. Satisfaction is the product of carrying out Allah's command. Relishing a tasteful life is the product of carrying out Allah's command. The more you realize in your life Allah's command, the more of a satisfying and tasteful life you will have. People cannot find genuine, enduring happiness in anything else apart from being aligned with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a famous rock and roll singer, and he had fame, he had money, he had prestige, but nevertheless he keeps on singing that he cannot get no satisfaction. Fame will not make people happy, prestige will not make people happy, money will not make people happy. What will make people happy is good faith and good deeds, and Allah Azza wa Jal will grant this person the joy of his life. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Dunk, this adjective means tightness and sickness. Could be translated as a dissatisfying life for anyone who turns away from the remembrance of Allah. The dissatisfying life is the product of turning away from the truth that comes to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who turns away from the truth that comes to us from Allah Azza wa Jal, from the teachings of Allah, from the techniques that Allah gave us to how to handle life and how to be good people. People turn away from these techniques, they will develop attitudes of being envious, blameful, hateful, demanding, unappreciative, and that is an awful way to live. That is the formula for misery. So brothers and sisters, we need to increase our amount of good deeds. What is very sad that I found in my observation, many people do many sinful practices in their pursuit of happiness. That is a paradox. When people do sinful practices in their pursuit of happiness, people may use drugs in their pursuit of happiness. People may lead an immoral lifestyle in their pursuit of happiness. They get engaged in so many business dealings that are haram in their pursuit of happiness. When we do things that are not consistent with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not going to find happiness at the end, nor going to be experiencing happiness in that moment. But happiness comes from being in line with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it's very important for us, brothers and sisters, to understand the true formula for happiness. As Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran, in the book of guidance, He is showing us how we can be happy, how we can attain a good life. And He says, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. We will give a good life to any believing man or woman who does good deeds. This is my reminder to you today. I hope that Allah makes us from the people who hear the speech and follow that which is best. Before I conclude, I want to really encourage you to program your life to participate in this act of worship from beginning to end. Because I want to assure you that every Jumu'ah comes on a Jumu'ah. So make a permanent fix in your schedule that you want to come to the masjid, participate in this act of worship from beginning to the end. Because when you do that, you will leave, insha'Allah, with 10 days worth of forgiveness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, anyone who comes to the masjid after taking a bath and wearing perfume if he is a male, and then coming to the masjid and praying 2, 4, 6 rak'ahs, and then listening to the imam as the imam making the khutbah, that means he comes with a receptive heart, and then he prays with the imam, he will leave with 10 days worth of forgiveness. And I think this is much. This is a lot of good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one of us can afford to miss Friday in and Friday out 10 days worth of forgiveness. And when you participate in this act of worship from beginning to end, inshallah, you will leave feeling more joy and more happiness and more contentment, and your whole life will be better. So we want to capitalize on the benefit of this Friday. We cannot live and think that we want to come at the end, pray, and go back to work. We need to make this Jum'ah central in our life. So I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to take the time to participate in this act of worship from beginning to end. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.